is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop.
Yeah,
stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
I need to get something off my chest right now. I just need to start with this so that I'm crystal clear on this. Hashtag, I have not been groped in Hollywood. All right, I just want to come right out and say that right now. I have not been groped by Ben Affleck or Harvey Weinstein or any other creeps in Hollywood. Isn't it interesting that the creep town is being shown for its tawdry, despicable behavior that everybody knew about? Harvey Weinstein, everybody knew about this. And let me tell you something about the culture wars. 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, a week ago, people in Hollywood and elsewhere were celebrating how the NFL was sticking it to Donald Trump. Guess what? Donald Trump beat the NFL. The National Football League is now folding because of what happened, because they lost the narrative, they lost the argument, they lost the conversation. And they know it. They know because the Cowboys now and the Dolphins and these other teams have decided to say, you know what, maybe we should stand for the national anthem. And so they're doing it now because they have no choice, because they're losing money. So then you watch what's happening in Hollywood, where Harvey Weinstein, who apparently has been, well, frankly, a pig for decades, and everybody knew it. In order to make it with Harvey Weinstein, you had to, well, make it with Harvey Weinstein. To make it into his movies and so forth. Everybody knew it. This is what Hollywood is. These are the people that stand on the high ground and look down their noses at you and I. These are the people that believe they have the moral high ground in some way to dictate to you and I about how we should conduct ourselves, about how we should conduct our lives. And they will tell us when we're not being inclusive or diversive or whatever it is, that we're not being diverse enough, that we're not being accepting enough, and they will mock us on Saturday Night Live and make fun of us as the people that we just don't get it. We're knuckle draggers. Well, guess what? In the knuckle dragging communities that I live in, we don't put up with Harvey Weinsteins. All right, we don't put up with tawdry behavior of people that grope and grab and, well, apparently rape those that they have on payroll. We don't tolerate that. You see, we follow the law where I live. And so it's interesting to watch the circular firing squad now. I'll start with Ben Affleck, who came out and said, oh, you know, this guy, this is awful. Right until a piece of video showed Ben Affleck getting handsy with a bunch of different people. Oh, I'm sorry I behaved that way. I mean, honestly, Hollywood, do us all a favor. Shut up. You're killing me. Anyhow, enough about that. But the other part is the Democrats have taken hundreds of thousands of dollars from this pig, frankly. And the DNC took over $300,000 recently. They're going to give back $30,000. Wow, what a gesture. 10%. How kind of you. Can you imagine if a Republican, a conservative, anybody in the spotlight, had similar accusations come out? Bear in mind, Donald Trump's completely inappropriate comments on the tour bus with Billy Bush. He didn't actually touch anybody, didn't actually grope anybody, whatever. Vile words, I'll give you that. But here's a guy who actually, you know, allegedly raped women. Where's Hillary Clinton? Where's Barack Obama? Where's Chuck Schumer? Where's Nancy Pelosi? But hell, Nancy doesn't even know where she is. But normal, the rest of them. Where are they on this topic? And they're nowhere because it's the most blatant double standard you're ever going to see or hear. This is Hollywood trying to please Hollywood, of which there is nothing. They're not going to turn on themselves, except in this case, they finally had to. But the people that should be stepping up about the war on women, this guy ran a one-man war on women. And there's the possibility, strong possibility, he could end up in prison as a result. Because if the rape allegations are in fact true, where does that leave him? And that leaves him facing, and just think about this. How is that going to play for a 12-person jury of your peers? An ordinary group of people listening to the debaucherous tales of somebody of this nature. Give that some thought for a moment. The other thing on my mind this Thursday is this timeline in Las Vegas doesn't make sense anymore. You know, before I do that, though, I'm gonna jump off. I'm going to take John and Celine because I'm in the mood. John and Celine on the Common Sense Hotline. John, what's on your mind?
Hey, Steve. Thanks a lot for taking my call. I appreciate it. This thing with Weinstein, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, if people think that he's the only one that does that in Hollywood, they've got another thing coming. I mean, all the moguls and so forth, this is their MO. And I mean, isn't it funny that, now all of a sudden the liberals are upset that supposedly Trump is the one that called the FBI probe into Weinstein. You know, he's winning. He is going to drain the swamp. And that is, you know, people think that Washington, D.C. is a swamp. So Hollywood is a swamp and a cesspool. I think it's one of the great shows always. Thanks a lot. Good
John,
luck running this year.
Greatly appreciate it. Hollywood is the propaganda arm of the swamp. That's what it is because it's all interconnected. Look at the people that are involved. Weinstein promoted and gave money to strictly liberal progressive candidates, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and the list goes on. Tons of money to the DNC. It's all the same fraternity. It's all the same sorority. They're all interconnected. They went to school together. They laughed together. And trust me, it goes one step further. The people in the national news media, by and large, are all part of this same group of people. They all went to college together. They had roommates that were the same. They know people. They're all connected. You see, back in the day, being a reporter was a trade. It was a blue-collar trade. You went to work and you were a newspaper writer. You weren't, you know, you didn't go to the fraternity parties. You didn't go to Harvard. You didn't go to Princeton. Now all of these groups are connected, interconnected, which is why the national news media has more in common with the politicians and the Hollywood crowd than they will ever have with you and I because they're not like you and I. You went to a state school? Really? Kind of a low life are you? I'm sorry. Went to a state school. Yeah, excuse me. I went to a good school in the Big Ten. Big Ten, what's that? It's something you fly over between New York and California. Keep it in mind. Anyhow. And every now and then they'll pick somebody who came from here or there and say, oh, look, they're, by and large, it's a closed fraternity and you are not welcome. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company in business since 1947, making all of their machines right here, locally owned and operated. Anything wrong with your water? Get a free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com, WolverineWaterSystems.com. Tell them Steve sent you. This is the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.